Who are you, and what do you want here? This is a private party, said the Earl, as the man smiled and walked up to him.
I'm afraid, Your Grace, for you, the party is over, came the reply. And one more thing, my employer sends his regards.
With that, the stranger turned to the crowd as if to make an announcement, seizing the microphone from the Earl's grasp. He raised it up as if to address the bewildered crowd of people who had just become his hostages.
What does it mean, then, that the English language is littered with clichés, idioms, and proverbs to describe the many forms and textures of denial? We use the language of domesticity, describing people sweeping things under the rug, warning against washing your dirty laundry in public, and keeping skeletons in our closet. We invoke the animal world. We keep, impossibly, elephants in the room. We let our sleeping dogs lie and threaten that curiosity kills the cat. I know Ryder's been having some girl problems of his own lately, so hopefully she can provide him some needed distraction for tonight. I stay chilling in the kitchen, with full view of the main living room where the party is heating up minute by minute. I survey the crowd. There's no shortage of beautiful women here tonight, that's for sure. And they're showing off the goods with skimpy costumes that strain the definitions of clothing. But none of them stir anything in me. It's not like I'm not horny right now. Shit, I'm always horny. I'm a connoisseur of sexual debauchery like some people are film buffs or foodies. And tonight's party is packed with girls who would be more than willing participants. But I just don't feel the impulse to go approach any of them. It's like when you're hungry, but you have no idea what you're hungry for. That's how I feel right now. I feel like I'm in the mood for something different, but I don't know what.